Davis Clark, still thinking about it.
Really? You're still thinking about it?
Duke in the pants.
It's been a week and it's been on your mind for the whole week?
Yeah, all that marinara sauce dripping down his thighs.
Oh my God, dude. Incredible, just, man. Dried, refried beans. Yeah. You gotta love it. Because it had time to dry on there.
What a splat.
What an absolute splat. Wait, what is that? Do you hear that?
I don't know. It sounds massive.
Yeah, what the hell? What'd they get us? It sounds like a big-ass robot.
Is that fridge? Is it like falling down the stairs?
It sounds bigger than that.
Yeah.
What'd they get? I'm scared. Oh, that was it? That's what made that noise.
It's so small.
Look at this.
That's boyfriend this bot thing. Right there.
Oh my God, look at this little thing.
It's so small.
Oh my God, look at this.
Hello, FBI.
Is it you to film us?
I put my foot in Moxie. I don't know what this thing is.
Yeah, dude, you could fucking boot this across the galaxy, dude. Look at that thing.
Just thrown into a river.
Like a bird scooter.
Yeah, something about its hind legs just makes me want to pick it up and slam it into the ground.
Dude, just like a fucking shot put. Just
why do I want to hit it with a cinder block? Tiny ass, punk ass. Could you call it a bitch ass?
Yeah,
you could, because it's a dog.
Yeah, that's true.
Little bitch ass dog.
Little bitch ass. Wait, what's it doing? Oh, what the fuck? Yo, dude. Hey.
What's up, guys? This is the TMG Podcast. This is today's free episode. If you want this episode ad-free and extra bonus episode, you can find that right now on our website. TMGPodcast.tv. Sign up for a membership now at TMGPodcast.tv. And if not, then enjoy this one.
The mystery of the flying saucers may soon be solved.
If you've ever smoked weed at literal Woodstock, you're not a stoner. Goodbye.
The Army Air Forces has announced that a flying disc has been found and is now in the possession of the Army.
I'm gay as fuck.
Get my honor season.
The so-called flying saucers.
Look at all these fucking chickens.
Malone Brown, you hear this hole? No. Malone Brown dick in your mouth?
Please look at all the signs. Fasten your seatbelt and get ready for debate.
Anyways,
what's up?
We're back.
We're back.
We're out of ISIS.
No more ISIS? That's a good thing, isn't it?
I think they're still around.
Yeah.
I think the ISIS is still
around. Oh, you're talking
about
the Smirnoff ISIS.
Yeah, yeah.
Oh, what?
ISIS
We're out?
Still around.
Good.
Yeah.
Good. Get rid of those things. Don't buy some more. I'd be so pissed if you just bought some more.
Yeah.
I'd be furious. Do not go out there and get another pack of those things.
Yeah.
Because I couldn't imagine continuing to get pranked like that.
I'm gonna send
furious, dude.
I'm gonna send an Alibaba pallet of Smirnoff Ice to your home. I'm gonna have a fucking
Why Alibaba?
Because it's just I know I can get bulk.
They make them here?
Yeah, but
that means that you would be buying them from, like, as an export in China.
It would just be funnier that way.
Yeah, that's true.
Yeah, I want it to be a semi-truck worth of Alibaba Smirnoff Ice.
Different flavors, or what are we feeling? Just the OG?
Just be the original Smirnoff Ice.
Because you should try the blue raspberry ones.
Have you had those recently?
Yeah, delish. Click on the blue one.
It's zero sugar.
What?
It's a zero sugar one.
Zero sugar? Ew. That's like half the reason why you drink one of these fucking things.
Yeah,
it's for the diabetes.
Yeah, it's got no sugar. There's no sugar. It's just got alcohol.
Yeah.
It's just ethanol.
No, that's why Four Loko is good. It's not just the alcohol that you need. Yeah. It's the other shit in it. It's the combo.
Yeah, it's the warhead.
Yeah.
The warhead
candy.
That's
how they made those things.
Yeah.
Warhead candy.
Yeah, just
melted down warhead candies.
Yeah, the pack of gushers that they
prime.
Threw in there. Yeah, Prime. Oh, yeah.
Gushers. You saw about malt that? Liquor. No, wait, what?
Prime has like forever chemicals in it.
No way.
I saw something that said Prime is 200 milligrams of caffeine.
Yeah, I think.
I didn't know that.
Like that. Yeah. That's a lot, right?
Yeah.
I don't really know my caffeine numbers.
Caffeine. So I think a single shot of espresso is like 75 milligrams.
Okay. And I know a Coke is like 30 or something.
Yeah, yeah, yeah.
Okay.
Yeah. Like Coke Zero is like 35 or 38 milligrams.
What is a forever chemical?
Like fucking bleach or something.
What does that mean, though? It's just around, like once you ingest it, it's just in your like DNA forever?
Yeah. If you put this in your prospective partner, then you guys will be bound forever. It's actually
forever
magic.
Chemicals, yeah.
Yeah.
Feed your crush a Prime and yeah. She's yours.
It's a forever chemical.
Yeah.
Studies have shown that PFAs, also known as forever chemicals, accumulate in the body over time and do not break down. Well,
you know what else does that? Plastic.
Yeah.
All plastic.
Maybe it's like
pretty much unavoidable at this point.
Yeah. Wait, the chicken has plastic?
What's that?
Our chicken has plastic in it?
What's that?
What?
We're talking about chicken.
You said it's unavoidable.
Oh, everything.
Yeah.
I'm saying, yeah.
So I'm excited.
Oh, yeah, yeah. Chicken, that water. Actually, you know, the biggest culprit is bottled water.
Oh, is it?
Yeah. I guess there's a study done like kind of recently by, I don't know who, it was like someone in Italy or something like that, about the effects that microplastics have on your body. And they actually found out that like microplastics that you've ingested causes like inflammation.
Mm.
And therefore results in more cases of death, like heart disease and shit like that, strokes, everything.
Sweet.
Because of microplastics.
Yeah.
Which is awesome.
Yeah.
To learn about. Isn't it?
Now I'm recalling my entire life how much bottled water I've ever had.
Yeah. It's insane. I mean, it's like unavoidable, actually.
Yeah.
Kind of.
Okay. You never have bottled water. What else? Nothing packaged in plastic.
Just no like device. Like nothing, no sort of like every tool is plastic.
Yeah. So you're saying when I go use my screwdriver and then after I get done tightening the bolts in my home and I get really proud of myself and I go and I lick my hand before jerking myself off because I'm so proud of myself.
Oh, I'm a handy man.
Yeah, yeah, literally.
How handy
yeah.
am I? I'm a handy man.
Yeah, after I fix...
And I'm giving myself a handy right now because I'm such a handy man.
Yeah, after I fix the light switch in the second bedroom, I go, oh, what a good boy you are.
Yeah. Cancer.
And then I go...
Cancer. Dick. Cancer. Cancer in the dick. I know, it's a bummer to learn that.
Even, I guess, microplastics would show up in lube? Are there microplastics in condoms?
Yeah, that is plastic, isn't it?
I think so.
Isn't that a form of plastic?
No, I thought it was like goat intestine.
What is it?
Isn't it latex?
Yeah, but latex is like a form of plastic, is it not?
Oh, I have no idea. I'll check.
Yeah, check, actually.
I think latex is made from spiders'
pulling
asses.
Pulling shit out of my ass right now.
No, I think latex is made from spider webs. I think we're good.
Yeah, actually, you might be right. All natural. Condoms are actually completely natural.
Yeah, latex and plastic, though similar, are two very different compounds.
Oh,
latex
okay.
Is
well, why isn't everything made out of latex, then? that's the solution here.
Everything made out of latex? Dude, then everything wouldn't everything be like kind of squishy? I guess,
Yeah, it's squishy and stretchy. Wouldn't that be better if everything in the world was squishy and stretchy?
Instead of bottled water, sacked water.
Just everything's a water balloon.
Yeah, sacked water, sacked milk.
I mean, you can... Milk in Canada is legitimately sold in bags.
Yeah.
Bagged milk.
But isn't that a plastic bag?
It's actually a latex bag.
Oh, wow.
Yeah.
Well.
It's flavored, too, the bag. The bag's got that dust on it, too. That
yeah.
Like,
the flavored milk is, yeah, it's not the milk itself. It's just the container.
Yeah.
We got strawberry, chocolate, wild berry.
It's the latex that flavors the milk.
Yeah.
That is vile.
yummy.
Banana milk.
Now I'm just thinking about the fucking lube that's on a condom.
Just like the...
Yeah, that's...
It's not even liquid. It's like dust.
Whatever it is, man.
Yeah, whatever it is.
Yeah.
Yeah. Who's the guy that I said I watched this special? He shot it at the mothership.
Brian Simpson.
Yeah, Brian Simpson. Yeah. He's got a funny bit about... he asks people in the audience, he's like, who here uses condoms?
Yeah.
And nobody puts up their hand. He's like, I ask in every single city and nobody raises their hand. He's like, nobody wears condoms anymore.
No.
And I forget what else, what other part of the bit there was, but I just thought that was really funny.
No, it's like everyone's just going raw. Yeah.
Like, do STDs like just not exist anymore?
Oh, if you don't get tested.
That's a good point. Yeah.
You can't get COVID. Point. You don't get tested.
Yeah, that's
same thing applies. Your penis might be on fire.
Yeah,
but you know that just might be because you're so good at sex.
Yeah,
you burned it.
Yeah. Yeah, could be just road rash.
Yeah.
Yeah, just going went too hard.
Went way too hard. Yeah. I shouldn't have boned all 25 of those people this week. I
got blisters on my dick just from friction. What are these boils on my cock?
Boil cock, wow. Like an overcooked hot dog.
Oh my God, like your dick got sunburned. Hey guys, we'd like to take a quick break to thank our sponsor, Built Rewards. Listen, if you are paying rent right now, sometimes it kind of feels like maybe you could be getting a little bit more for your rent money every month. Well, you can now with Built Rewards.
Built is the first rewards program that hooks you up with points on your rent. Even if you're rocking old school rent, meaning you're handing in a check, Built Rewards has got your back. They'll actually mail the check in for you. It's almost like having a personal rent paying assistant. Every month you pay your rent and you watch Built points roll in.
And then you can use those points to potentially pay for flights or a trip or a hotel stay. You can also use your points to book fitness classes or use them towards a future rent payment, perhaps.
Paying rent through Built Rewards is pretty easy, and it's a nice way to get a little more something out of the money that you're spending every month. Built Points has been consistently ranked the highest value point currency by The Points Guy and Bankrate.
In fact, Ryan, our producer, just got it, and he said that it makes paying rent for him a lot easier. And he's getting points that he wouldn't have otherwise gotten. So if you pay your cards off on time, then it seems to be a good product to have. We're not encouraging anyone to incur debt they can't handle.
Yes.
So you can earn points by paying rent right now when you go to joinbuilt.com/TMG. Make sure to use our URL so they know we sent you. joinbuilt.com/TMG. Built is spelled B-I-L-T. To start earning points with your rent payments today.
Dude, there's this lady at one of the shows this weekend. Holy shit, dude. They are from Utah. What? I don't know how you get that dark as a white person. Holy shit.
Like sunwise?
Bro, she was spray tanned out the ass, man. It was borderline blackface. It was crazy.
Nice.
I just looked at her and I said, you're from here? She's like, yep. I'm like, okay, sure you are.
Did you roast her for it?
No, it was so uncomfortable. I couldn't even.
It was she like had blonde hair?
Yeah.
Oh, my God. Like she makes knew. It so much worse.
She knew. She was waiting for it. And her dude was like waiting for it. The color contrast between the two of them couldn't have
that's so
couldn't
good.
Have been more stark, man. It was nuts.
I love when you see those old people at like Mexican all-inclusive resorts.
Yeah.
That just like live there.
Yeah.
Just have like most like leathery skin. Like all they do all day is
Looking
in the sun.
Like horse saddle.
Yeah. All day. And they're also from like Utah.
Yeah, bro.
But they're like, I retired down here. It's amazing. Just one big skin cancer.
This is looking like a moldy fucking blunt. Yeah. Moldy joint, man.
Yeah.
Oh my God, bro.
That's going to be me, dude.
Yeah.
Oh, yeah.
Then you're going to bronze up?
I think so, yeah.
Yeah. There weren't too many bronzers in Miami.
No?
Yeah. We went to Dania Beach. I was like, surprised, not that many bronzers.
When did you go there?
2 weeks ago.
Oh, nice.
Yeah. It wasn't Miami. It's like...
Oh, yeah, yeah. We talked about that. That's where we went to the pool hall and everything.
Yeah. It's not real Miami. Yeah.
So what was Utah like?
It was cool. Thanks to everyone who came out to the shows. I don't know. I think people in Utah like live like in a repressed way or something.
Mm-hmm.
It's not necessarily religious. It just feels like, I don't know. It just, Yeah, it was funny. They're good shows, but like the way that these people would cut themselves off from having fun was insane.
I mean, do you think that's because like it isn't like it's like a weird like dry county or something? Don't they have like alcohol rules and they stop selling alcohol after a certain time or something?
People drink.
No, I know, but I'm saying like Salt Lake City, it's got some weird rules like that, doesn't it?
I don't know. Look it up. I think maybe people just move there because of work, and then there's a large percentage of religious people. And I think the lifestyle is just a little bit slower.
Yeah, okay.
So, yeah, I don't know. But it's like people would very visibly, like, there were dudes in the front row that were laughing but making no noise.
Okay.
It was the weirdest thing I've ever seen. Like they're going, like they're like,
imitate it.
No sound coming out of their head. I started like making fun of this dude, like, like laugh,
unmute.
Yeah, I'm like, bitch, let it out of your head, and he just wouldn't. It was funny. No, but they were great shows.
What does it say? It's the smallest font I've ever seen.
10 a.m. to 1 p.m.
What?
Bars may serve types of alcohol from 10 a.m. until 1 a.m. Okay, so it's normal.
No, it's normal. It's normal.
No, there's something. There's something that I'm thinking of. I'm remembering something.
The way they pour shots is weird.
The way they pour shots?
They have this thing that they pour it in. I'll try to find a picture where it like only will pour a shot. It won't pour anymore.
Oh, yeah. I've seen that. Yeah, that's what I'm saying. It's a very like, I feel like a lot of rules there.
Yeah. They have this stupid rule like, in my car, I have to like blow into this.
Yeah, it says Utah's DUI laws, so you're not allowed to have a DUI there all of a sudden? Or yeah. Get one?
I don't know. LA County put this dumb rule on my car.
Yeah.
I have to like play this game before I get the car started. Yeah. I was like, I got to blow into this little vape.
It's actually kind of fun.
Yeah.
I lose pretty regularly. Yeah. I still haven't figured out how to beat it.
I've been going for the high score. I can't get my car to start. I'll figure out this game at some point.
Yeah, okay, these dumb things. And it's like if you get a table at a club, they'll bring out the bottle with one of these fucking things on it.
Oh.
Where you can like only pour one shot, you know?
Interesting.
Shit like that. It's like you know.
Yeah.
It's like freedom, but like with a muzzle on.
Well, so we went to a bar the first night, played some pool. Then we realized that there was a pool table in our hotel lobby.
Okay, nice.
So the second night.
You just went to town, just in the lobby.
Took it over,
yeah,
man. And
fuck yeah.
Some dude messaged me. He goes, "Hey, man, I just saw you in the lobby. You want to do some blow?"
No way. Yeah, all right, I take it back about Salt Lake City. I take it back, man.
I was just laughing like I do a bunch of lines just to play coke or just play pool, like
in
coked
the
up.
Lobby yeah, of your
just
like, hotel.
Just slamming those balls hard.
All right, man, I gotta go to bed. Yeah. So hard. Yeah. 8-ball's flying off the table. Actually, 8-ball would be in the pocket.
Yeah.
In more ways than one.
That was a good one. That was a good one.
Thank you.
Did Utah, went to, shout out Wise Guys, love that club. Ruth's Diner.
Okay.
Love that place.
Okay. Pull it up.
Yeah.
Ruth's Diner. You know I love me a diner.
Yeah. Was awesome.
Ruth's, here we go. Oh,
it's like
my God.
Just below a mountain.
Yeah.
It's very quiet up there.
That's really awesome. Nice. That's awesome.
This is awesome. Really nice. And then I checked out Park City.
Yeah. And?
The money, that's got...
I love it there.
Money laundering.
Went there one
that's
time.
A great place for money
laundering. What do you mean?
All those art galleries.
Where?
In Park City.
Okay. Yeah, like in the town?
Yes. They
okay.
have art galleries all up and down there.
We didn't really go around the town. We stayed at the fucking Ritz there, I think.
Mm.
Kelsey and I. This is like back a long time ago.
Yeah.
We drove there from LA.
Mm.
Stayed in the Ritz and we just like went down to town for a meal, but we didn't like really walk around.
Oh yeah. Not so many art galleries.
Just rich people there.
Yeah, yeah.
That's all it is, yeah.
It's just money laundering for sure.
Like the art galleries are they're drug fronts.
Or just, you know, they got some money from something and then they go buy the art. I don't know. I've just never seen that many galleries.
I think it's just because there's so many rich people in Park City that have nothing else to do. So artists are like, oh, we're going to set up shop here.
Got it.
And the people are like wandering around town. They're like, I'll drop 10 grand on this. Fuck it.
Yeah. I just pictured those dudes going in there and be like, I would like this painting of a skier for $40 million. yeah, I would like this 4x4 painting of Madonna for $25 million.
That's beautiful piece, very rare.
I would like this rock.
Yeah.
For $150 million. Yeah. I don't know.
Is this one of the galleries?
Yeah. That's why I think it's a money laundering place, because the art that I was looking at, respectfully, it sucked. It was not like... A lot of the art I was seeing, I was thinking, come the fuck on. We're dropping 20 G's on this.
That didn't like inspire you? If everything goes to shit, you could just move there and open up a bullshit gallery and probably make a decent living.
Yeah. Yeah, you're right.
Yeah, like that?
Come on, man. I'm sure the way...
That does look like some rich people art, though. That, you go into a sick-ass house, it's got that on the wall, you're like,
This one's cool, go
that
back.
That one's cool.
Go back.
The horse one is...
This is in the lobby of a fucking Hyatt.
Yeah, that's so true, actually.
This stinks. This one's okay. Let's go to the next one. Let's go to the next one.
That one sucks ass.
Bro, this is a crypto millionaire's
house. Above his bed?
Yeah. Yeah.
Dude, I would love to hit that painting with a car.
There's something about this painting that I
just, I want to drive my car into that.
I just want to see a small Mazda go through it. What else we got? What are the
something about this dripping moose?
Okay, there were a lot of pieces like this, and I'm sure this took a lot of time and it was done well.
Ooh.
Actually, I like these. These are okay.
Those are decent. Go next. Oh damn, we're being cursed!
Wow,
this horse painting. Wow, we just going back to that.
Only
that
saw.
One.
This indigenous person for one second, and then it never came back.
Yeah.
You can't stay on. Holy shit. You can't stay on.
That painting sucks. The one of the horses. Those actually aren't that bad.
No, the one
that
of the horses I don't fuck with.
Rough.
The rest of them, I can't talk today. The rest of them are fine.
Yeah.
Hey, gang, we got something that we want to let you know that we kind of F with, and that is the sponsor of today's episode, Prize Picks. You can now win up to 100 times your money on Prize Picks with as little as 4 correct picks. You can turn 10 bucks into 1,000 with basketball, hockey, and college basketball entries today on Prize Picks, America's number one fantasy sports app.
Prize Picks has something for every sports fan, from basketball and hockey to League of Legends. Whoa. And everything in between. You can pick LeBron, Caitlin Clark, Connor McDavid, and Jude Bellingham all in the same entry.
Prize Picks is really simple to play. You can make your picks and submit your entry in less than 60 seconds. Prize Picks also offers weekly promotions and special offers for the biggest moments in sports.
Listen, Prize Picks is great because it's easy to navigate and, you know, it adds that little bit extra layer of excitement when you're watching a sports game.
Yeah.
Not that I need it, because the sports for me is enough. Sometimes I just, you know, I love sports so damn much and watching games. It's just sometimes I need that extra little excitement, you know? Listen, next bet I'm making is LeBron for over 29 points. That's a lock.
Download the app today and use the code TMG for a first deposit match up to $100. Again, just download the app and use code TMG for a first deposit match up to $100. Pick more, pick less. It's that easy. But yeah, some of those galleries, it was some stinky art, man. Stinky ass art. Yeah, ate at Park City. Had a great steak and eggs.
Nice.
Had some ice cream.
Nice.
Yeah. Took a little gander around the block.
Man, I ate some fucking ice cream last night. I've never felt worse in my life than I did last night trying to go to sleep.
You made some
eating a full pint of protein ice cream.
For what reason?
And okay, so have you heard of the Ninja Creamy?
No.
So it's a device where you make a pint of, like, it's like a way that you can make your own ice cream at home, but you can make it healthy.
This is such a cheap shot, but Ninja Creamer sounds like, I know it's like Ninja the brand, but
yeah, Sounds like what? Like Ninja the Streamer came out with?
Guys, I want you to cream the way I cream.
Ninja Creamer.
I'm releasing the Ninja Creamer. This fleshlight. Oh my God, guys. This fleshlight I have tuned. It's got my exact settings. It comes in Detroit Lions blue and Fortnite Chug Jug cyan.
No, it's a fuckable Chug Jug.
Yeah. The Ninja Creamer. I can't do his voice. Guys, watch the way I cream. It's got two handles on it. Damn it. The Ninja Creamer.
That's really funny.
All right, so you've been fooling around with the Ninja Creamer.
Okay, Ninja Creamy, so you can like freeze a pint of whatever you want.
Stop it, man.
The overnight. Creamy. The Creamy, yeah. With an I. Like an Apple product.
Cream me. Ninja Creamy. That's the Ninja Creamy. It's just a one-to-one of his hand.
Yeah.
Guys, if you've been wanting to get creamed by me, you can go to my store right now. www.ninja.com. Get the Ninja Cream Me.
Damn it. I'm never going to look at this thing the same now in my kitchen.
Ninja Cream Me.
Okay, so it's actually cream all caps and then a lowercase I. Is that what it says?
Yeah.
Cream I.
Creamy.
Creamy. So you freeze a pint of whatever you want. Normally it's like, you know, you can make, you know how like ice cream is
a pint
full
of spaghetti.
You could. It would be fucking disgusting, but that would make spaghetti ice cream probably. Yeah. Like ice cream's made with like full cream, you know?
Yeah.
So you can make it with like 2% milk or whatever, and you put whatever you want in it. So people on TikTok are like fitness people are like, oh, you can make protein ice cream. And you put a scoop of protein in there and like a little bit of a protein shake and some milk.
Yeah.
And then freeze it and put it in this thing. It makes like a legitimate like Wendy's Frosty.
Okay.
That has like 40 grams of protein in it.
All right.
Which sounds like an awesome idea, and I think it would be.
Which sounds really good for your digestive tract, too.
Especially at 8 p.m.
Yeah, yeah, yeah.
Like, right before going to bed.
Yeah.
Like, it probably would be fine at, like, 1 p.m.,
mm-hmm.
you know, but eating it right before bed.
Yeah.
It's such a game changer, dude. If you want to, like, just have stomach pains and be farting all night.
Yeah,
and not sleep at all, uh-huh. Game changer.
Yeah. Yeah. You saw your own son farting it up in his bed. You're like, I got to join him.
Yeah, yeah. I'm jealous of his poops.
Yeah.
I need me some of that in my life.
Can I squirt my own pants?
Yeah.
So you had a 40 gram serving of ice cream.
Yeah.
Or a 40 gram protein serving.
Yeah. Which, you know, it's like you can't have it all.
No.
That's God being like, the stomach pains was God being like, listen, this is a hack. You can't do this. You can't have ice cream that's like semi good for you.
Yeah.
Doesn't work like that. Yeah. Sorry.
But I mean,
life just doesn't work like that. You can't have, you know?
Yeah.
If you want to eat ice cream, you got to deal with the fact that it's horrible for you. That's the give and take, you know?
Well, it's like I put my meal on my story yesterday and I was just like, you know, speaking of microplastics. Mm-hmm. Like, every morning I laugh. I'm like, I got to stop this. I'm going to get stomach cancer a lot faster this way.
Right. What was the meal?
Frozen protein waffle.
Oh, I saw that.
And the frozen chicken bites.
Yeah, yeah.
Just Bear chicken.
Yeah.
People are like, you didn't season this. I'm like, it's got seasoning.
Yeah.
They're not. Yeah. I actually...
That was funny. So you microwaved it and didn't air fry it?
No, I air fried the chicken. And
okay. So they're both going at the same time.
Yeah. Actually, I wanted to get all three. But so I microwaved no sugar syrup and then air fried the chicken and then toasted the waffle. So it's just like engines going, whatever the hell you describe all that as.
Yeah.
And then I took some real butter and I put the hot ass syrup over the butter. But every time I eat this, I'm like, this is not real food. This is space food.
Yeah. Especially the protein waffle. Like, again, it's like it shouldn't.
But the ingredients.
It's too good to be true.
The ingredients don't seem crazy.
Yeah, but it's like, I just feel like no sugar syrup and. I eat that shit too, and it's like, because it feels like healthier.
Yeah.
But it's just got to be more processed than the average thing, you know?
Well, yeah. I mean, the waffle, I have a little faith in because, like, the ingredients are just like wheat, milk. Like how?
And then protein fucking powder, which is so.
Well, yeah.
It just tastes bad, you know?
Oh, well, we know that's cancer.
That's what I'm saying.
Yeah, we know whey isolate is cancer.
Yeah. It's just funny that every, like, fitness enthusiast is like...
That will kill
protein.
Us.
What?
That will kill
yeah.
us.
Yeah. Yeah. At least we'll be jacked when we die.
Yeah, protein powder is good for you,
though. Yeah.
Yeah, no, it's going to kill
you. Yeah, just make sure you get 60 grams of protein every single meal.
Yeah. Yeah. And when the hemorrhoids start chirping, don't worry about that.
Yeah, yeah.
Because you're getting big.
Yeah.
And hopefully you're squatting enough that your ass is so strong that it keeps the hemorrhoid in.
That it pops the hemorrhoids.
Yeah. Or pops them, or just at least keeps them at bay.
Yeah.
Yeah, man. So you've been, you lifting?
Are you lifting? I did. So I lifted once.
It's good.
In the last 2 weeks.
Yeah, it's good.
So I guess you could say I've been lifting.
Yeah. Yeah.
I've been actively lifting. I actually was going to go today as well.
Yeah.
I think I might.
I think aiming for two.
I
one a week is pretty good.
Yeah. I mean, it's better than nothing, yeah. actually.
Yeah.
All jokes aside. I deadlifted the bar plus 10 pounds on each side.
That's good. Getting back in it.
65 pounds in total.
Let's go.
Yep. And I did two pull-ups. I squatted the bar. No, sorry. I did like four sets of body weight squats.
Yeah.
And then I worked my way up to squatting the bar.
Yeah.
You got to start slow.
Yeah, definitely.
I always, when I start lifting again, come out way too hot.
Yeah.
And you get that like arm cramp where you can't move your arms for like 2 weeks. You can't straighten them.
Not worth
it. Like, I'm not doing that this time.
No.
So I've been easing into it.
Yep. I had a couple decent PRs the last couple weeks.
Nice. Fuck yeah.
I deadlifted 205.
Nice.
215. It was nice. Sumo though.
Nice.
So a little bit easier.
Oh, okay. Wait, the bar that goes around you?
No.
Sumo deadlift?
Sumo is like where your legs are like wide.
Okay. Why that?
I just feel more confident. I'm just, I don't know. I have like shit mobility in my low back, so to me it's not worth it. I'm not doing this shit for money.
Yeah.
And I have a trap bar, so I'll do that too.
Yeah, okay. Sometimes.
I'll load up a little heavy on that, but yeah, that was
every cool. exercise for me is a sumo one just because of my build.
Yeah. Yeah. Slap your thigh, get in there. Yeah.
Yeah.
You know, then bench 180 yesterday.
Nice. Holy hell, dude.
Let's get
that's close to a two bagger.
Yeah. We're getting up there, man. Getting up there.
A two piece.
Yeah.
Yeah.
That's I'm still working up, you know. That's like close to my one rep max right now.
Nice.
But yeah, lifting. But I'm kind of on the same schedule, man. I'm only doing like 2 to 3 times a week right now.
I mean, I think 3 times a week is all you need lifting wise.
Yeah, it's pretty good.
Yeah.
Begin to make
and you can get like jacked on that if you eat healthy.
Yeah. I've got, I actually like have chicken wing lats. It's so weird. I've never had lats.
Okay.
So I got like little chicken wings.
The lat is... Here?
Yeah.
Yeah, nice.
Yeah. So I'm like, now.
So you're doing like rows and shit? Is that?
Yeah, yeah. Penlay rows. That's nice. Been my wave. I think I might go for a big one this week, but yeah, my, now I'm like a buff JV basketball player. I'm a buff 11th grader.
Hell yeah, dude.
Yeah, man. You know.
Congrats.
Shredded.
I would honestly say that those guys are probably way more jacked than us.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Yeah. Oh, I see them. Yeah. I see them. Dude, I found out that I hung out with Carrington in Utah.
Oh, yeah, I saw that. How's he doing?
He's good. He said, first of all, Carrington is so unintentionally funny. Mm-hmm. And I always give him shit for this. Because he says things that like hot people say, and okay. He doesn't know that it's ridiculous.
Yeah.
So I talked about how I like working out at Lifetime Gyms. And he goes... Oh, Lifetime Gym here. I think it's like a swingers gym. I go, what? He's like, I don't know. Every time I go, it just feels like moms are like showing it off. And then I said, are you sure? Like,
they're not just hitting on
yeah,
you?
Yeah, yeah, yeah. Then like we were all like, everywhere is a swingers place for you.
Yeah, exactly. Yeah. That's such a funny insight. Just like, I think it's a swingers diner.
Yeah.
Or you're going to Ruth's? I'm pretty sure that place is a swingers diner.
Alina was like, he's like saying like Carrington goes to Whole Foods and he's like, I don't know, dude. I think Whole Foods is kind of like a swinger spot. Yeah. Like all the moms there, like
I get hit on like relentlessly there. I wouldn't go there, man. Everyone's really horny. Everyone will try to fuck you if you go there.
It was so funny, man.
That's really good.
Yeah, all the moms are just I don't know what they're putting in the water.
Just throwing it.
But yeah.
Just throwing it.
Yeah, yeah. Dude, do not go there unless you want to get hit on by moms.
Do not go to Lifetime unless you want to get sucked off by every mom.
In the locker room.
Yeah.
It's crazy.
It's so funny.
They just like give you free blowjobs there.
Lifetime's so weird. I went and worked out there, and then I had like an orgy all to myself. I didn't know that was part of the package.
So weird. I keep getting sucked off there.
Yeah, man. It was super funny.
That's really good. I went to Vegas.
Yeah, I know. How was it?
It was great.
You had to snap your fingers.
It was fun. Woo! It was a good time. It was fun. I played a good show. It was decent. First time I ever did a 2-hour set, which was just so long.
Yeah.
So fucking long.
Yeah.
I had way more music than I thought I needed, and I ran out.
Wow. So what do you do when you run out?
You just start playing like Journey and just... I literally played Don't Stop Believing because it was like the end of like a house remix or whatever. Yeah. But it was the end of the set. I was like, I don't know.
Yeah.
People start to like filter out, yeah. You know, especially at Encore Beach Club. It's like by 5:30, it's like people are like, all right, let's like go shower for dinner and shit like that. So at the end, I'm just like, I don't know what to play anymore to get these people excited.
Yeah.
But no, all in all, it was super fun.
You just cut the music and be like, go home.
Yeah,
go back to your room.
Yeah, you guys look.
You guys look like shit.
You guys look way too drunk.
You look fucked up.
Go take a shower for your guys' own good.
Yo, what up, everyone? I just want to let you know it's 5:30. I can smell you all. I got no more music left because you weren't supposed to be here this long. You're all. You have a problem. So head up to the room. Get cleaned up. All right, man. Thanks for coming out. Good night.
Yeah. It was fun, and then afterwards. Hit the tables.
Yeah, of course.
Right? Wait, oh, I got something else to say.
Uh-oh.
After this, okay? Uh-oh. Something adjacent, but hit the tables, roulette, right? Okay. And I was with, so it was Christian's 30th birthday, and he brought like Alex and a whole bunch of people, all of his like friends, to Vegas. So they were there for the show. They just like happened to be there, so they came for the show. And then afterwards, I was gambling and sat down at the roulette table with Alex and one of Christian's buddies, right? Both of which, like, don't really gamble.
Right.
So the people, first of all, the people at the table are just, like, frustrated. Because, like, they keep, like, buying in, and they have to check the ID, and these people just, like, want to bet.
Yeah.
And they're, like, holding up the rolls.
Right.
And they keep leaning on the glass. And they got yelled at by the dealer, like, 15 times.
Yeah.
Up until the point where I was the one being, like, don't touch the glass. Don't touch the glass. Don't touch the glass.
Right.
So things are like, the vibes are like pretty horrible at that table. Right?
Right.
You want like a well-oiled roulette session where people are just laying money down on numbers, people and are hitting, go. It's fun, you know?
Yeah.
The whole time it's like, don't touch the glass, don't touch the glass, and they're like checking IDs, rebuying in, you know? What? Fives or ones? What?
Yeah.
You know?
Yeah.
So finally, like Alex has lost a couple. He keeps putting money on red. I usually only bet black, so I'm like, what are you doing? We're like betting against each other. Vibes are horrible.
Yeah.
Finally, he's on his last legs. He's like, this sucks, man. I just lost like $300 or something. I'm like, you know what? Fucking take my stack, move it over to red. I'm with you. And then I had only money on 11.
Okay. Black 11?
Yeah.
Yeah.
I had 10 on there.
Okay.
Hits black 11.
Wow.
Whoa. The tide changes.
So what is that?
$350.
Yeah.
And then the next one. He hits red. Mm. He takes his stack and just puts it on top. And then I do the same thing. I guess the next one it would have been, so we had new bets on red. We both hit. We both stacked. Up until the point where his stack was like this big on red, and mine was probably like this big, and we hit again.
And so?
That's it. That's the whole story. It just was electric. We were all cheering. Everyone was cheering. The people at the table were like, people that were mad before was like, holy hell, good hit.
Okay.
Telling us about their marriages, about their weddings. They're like, we just got married in LA.
Oh.
They're loving us now.
Yeah.
It was great. And we walked away, took all the profits. I played the digital horse racing game, lost it all. Completely down to zero. And that machine never fucks me. Ever.
Yeah, never.
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 My friend was like, they need to do a thing in Vegas where they like, constantly change out the machines so that you have that beginner's luck. You know what I mean?
Yeah.
So that you're constantly like, what is this fucking thing? And you hit some jackpot. You know, that always happens.
I'm surprised they haven't taken the horse racing one and done like a NASCAR version of that.
Invent that.
I'm sure they got
it. You could get
somewhere.
A sick licensing fee. Actually, NASCAR could. You would get nothing.
Yeah, I would get zero.
Yeah. This is what I wanted to tell you, though.
Uh-oh.
And this is gambling related, and then we'll stop talking about gambling.
Okay. And by the way, if you have a gambling problem and you're listening to this, you're almost there.
Keep going.
That next big win is right around the corner.
Yeah. It's only a problem until you hit big. Then it's a solution. Sorry. So there's this guy.
Okay.
If you have a gambling problem, then this story also won't be very good for that. There's this guy on Instagram, and basically he started at 15,000 followers, and he started this thing where he goes on stake, and he bets 10 cents for every follower he has, and he plays one hand of blackjack every day.
Okay.
And we'll just do one bet, and it's 10 cents per follower. So he started out at $1,500.
Okay.
Now he's got almost 1 million followers, so he's betting 100 grand on one hand.
Every day.
Every day. And he's at 600, he's over 600 grand in profits right now.
Okay.
And he puts his profits in his bio. And he's on day like 73, I think.
Okay.
And every day it's like the most electric fucking clip of this guy. This guy right here.
Blackjack and betting 10 cents for every Instagram follower I've got. There are 940,000 of you weapons with us now. So a $94,000 bet coming right up.
Beat.
Alrighty, ladies and gentlemen, we have a $94,000 hand going on the line for the 940,000 of you weapons with us. 90 on the button, 2K.
Weapons.
Each of the side bets. This bloke definitely gloves up both hands on the golf course. Never has a blackjack hand stood to have such an impact on my life. I'm not healthy. Four's gross. 7 versus 6. That might be a double down. That might be a double down, but I'm going to hit. I'll take 3, 4, or 10. God damn, you go 10 for me here. 18. We'll take the 18. We will take the goddamn 18. And pray to these punting lords. A glorious day for the 10-10 with the 10-10 on. Can I get the job done again? That'll do. That will fucking do it. 180 in the back pocket. You little fucking beauty. I will see you tomorrow, you smug son of a bitch. When we'll be bidding even more.
How electric is that?
Yeah. Yeah.
So simple, too.
Yeah.
Such a great way to build followers.
And it wasn't Beast here talking about that?
What?
He's like, oh, I had an idea for a channel where if you did a scratcher every day.
Oh, yeah.
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 So, yeah, it's... It's fucking electric.
It's fucking electric.
You gotta follow this guy.
Tim Naki. Yeah, I wonder if it'll just keep going up. You watched the Ryan Garcia fight?
Yeah, I watched the highlights.
I didn't even know
it was happening.
I rewatched the whole fight.
Nice. You didn't watch it live?
No, of course I watched it live with a paid pay-per-view.
Yeah, of course.
I did not watch it by way of a tweet that said, fuck it, full Ryan Garcia fight.
That's the same one that I watched.
I didn't watch that.
I mean, it's the same one I didn't watch.
Didn't watch.
Of course not. And I didn't watch it on Twitter.
I didn't watch the fuck it full Ryan Garcia fight with the in between round moments cut out. So it's just the core fight.
Yeah, yeah. Yeah, no. You would never. You want to see the in between round parts.
Yeah. Yeah. And there I wouldn't have watched it because the media has been disabled.
Yeah, exactly. So I got to it after this happened. So this is the same screen I saw.
Yeah.
And I definitely did not scrub through to all the parts where Devin Haney fell down.
Yeah. I thought the first 6 rounds were really, it was really like the pacing was so strange because Ryan comes out there for that first minute throwing him. And then it's like for the next 4, he's just doing this weird like Philly shell defense and he's like not really firing. So when everyone is saying this fight's crazy, I'm like, when does it fucking roll over?
Right.
And then it was like after 6, it was like 7 through. 12 were pretty good. Yeah. It was funny. Both of their strategies seemed really obvious.
Hmm.
I don't know. It seemed like Ryan was like baiting Devin to like reach out, so then he'd like lock him up in the head and then they'd separate. And it seemed like for the first half, Ryan was just trying to time that hook. But then he started, I think, setting it up with the right hand. I don't know. It was, he had some zingers though.
Yeah.
Put that dude on his ass. Yeah,
he dinked him.
Yeah.
For sure.
Bonk,
bonk.
Pretty crazy.
Yeah. I don't understand the whole like what happened with him? Because I just saw some shit where he like disappeared for a second, then
yeah, so
took away his phone, and then he was like, "They're after me," and it just seemed like he was going insane a little bit.
In the lead up, he was he had a lot of public moments where he's like, "They took me to the Bohemian Grove. I saw them assaulting children." Some pretty wild statements, and then
Yeah,
and then he started talking a lot about God. And then, yeah, he's like something about his phone getting taken away, and now he's going to focus on training. It was just like a lot
of... Did it ever get figured out what happened, or...
So, a lot of people are saying they believe that it was all an act.
Yeah.
I don't know.
It seems like he's just kind of, like, trying to go for a rebrand. Like,
maybe.
He's trying to, like, he was... Like, clearly still in his, like, victory speech he gave, he's like, they used to think I was just some pretty boy. Like, that has really gotten in his head, the fact that he was made fun of so much for, like, being an influencer and being, like, a handsome guy.
Yeah.
And he's, like, trying to rebrand as a crazy guy, sort of.
I don't know if it's that calculated. Part of me thinks that he is growing up, and this just may have been who he was, and, like, he's coming into his own.
Yeah.
That happens with people. Like, they put on what they think they're supposed to put on, and then they become an adult, and they're like, now, you know what? This is me now. So I don't know if it's a rebrand so much as, like, maybe he actually believes some of this.
Yeah.
I think it's possible that it's a rebrand for sure. I'm not shooting that down either. But I don't know. I guess I feel like... I think some of what he was saying and the way he puts on, I think... You gotta, like, believe some of it.
What?
Just, like, how he feels about God and...
Yeah, yeah, totally.
You know, the powers that be or whatever. Like, I think he has to believe some of that.
Yeah.
Yeah. But, yeah.
Yeah.
I definitely think, no, there's probably an element, though, for sure, where he's like, oh, they think I'm a corny influencer. Yeah.
And, and I want to be like this... what's the right word for it?
Loose
sort of
cannon.
Like untethered, yeah, loose cannon, sort of like, I don't know, Mike Tyson type that got a face tattoo, like that sort of thing.
Well, he...
Because it makes you more of like a vicious seeming person when you like can't be predicted, you know?
He also had that, he had like a moment where he bowed out of a fight because of like mental health.
Yeah.
So no one paid attention to him in that period of his life either. So I wonder if something happened there too.
Yeah, maybe he's just actually, I don't know.
Yeah. I don't know if it was...
But I saw a tweet that he bet $2 million on himself and cashed out $12 million from it.
Apparently Floyd would do that a lot.
I mean, that makes sense, right? That would just make you go so much harder, I feel like.
Yeah. Betting on yourself is pretty dope.
Right? If you know you're going to make $12 million on top of the fucking purse.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Nuts.
Yeah.
Yeah. They... Yeah, he put the hurt on him. And what was wild to me was Devin was actually doing well for like the middle of the fight. He was doing really well. And then I don't know what happened. Like, because I'm not a boxer, but the way it just rolled over and Ryan was just catching him, it's fucking nuts.
Yeah.
Yeah. Influencer boxing.
What about it?
It's better than this.
Is it?
Yeah. After seeing this fight, I just have to say it's better when non-professionals do.
Yeah, yeah, exactly. It makes me really look forward to the Jake Paul.
They punch the back of the head. Yeah. They, you know.
Yeah, what are all the matches happening in 2024? Because I want to see every single one of them.
Well, Jake is going to, you know, trade around with Mike. And that's going to be on Netflix.
Yeah.
Yeah, that's going to be... That'll be interesting. And then,
wait, Salt Poppy? What?
Yeah.
Is that the restaurant guy?
No.
Who am I thinking of?
You're thinking of Salt Bae.
Yeah. Yeah, right. Salt Poppy is this guy, right?
Yeah. Okay. Filipino influencer boxer. Yeah, he took a pretty tough loss against that dude, Slim. But this dude is actually...
He's kind of jacked.
Yeah, no.
Look at his arms.
Yeah, he lost a lot of weight. He's trained most of his life.
Jesus Christ.
Yeah. So we'll see how he gets on in this next fight.
May 11th, that's coming up.
Yeah, dude. Bevo's got a fight locked.
No way.
Yeah, he's got a fight confirmed, dude.
Damn, dude. He fucking just iced me.
Oh, really?
Yeah, I wanted just a recording of his voice for the beginning of a song. That's it. And I messaged him on TikTok. I was like, hey, like I sort of explained it, but I was more like, this was like right after he came on the show. I was like, hey, dude, like thanks again for coming on the show. Like, hey, I'm just wondering like if you wouldn't mind doing this for me. And he was like, it's calm, bruv. I'm leaving today or something like that. I was like, no, I don't need you. You can just like do it with your phone.
Yeah.
Red. Never responded. It's like, damn.
He blew up, man.
Yeah, he's
Bevo,
he's too cool now. It sucked. All I wanted is like a recording of him being like, yeah, you know the rules. Just like, but for me, you know?
No, that's trademarked, bro.
I guess.
You gotta pay him for that.
Seriously.
You know the rules, bro. Yeah, you gotta love this in his profile.
Full-time genius.
What I really want, man, is who's our boy from DC?
Davis Clark?
No. There's Davis Clark. Who's his
other guy?
Who's his arch nemesis? Yeah.
Tony P. Yeah,
Tony
they linked. They did like a video together, right?
They did link. But I want them boys here on the show for a
shit off.
an undisclosed matchup. I want to fly them both here for an undisclosed matchup.
What, they're going to fight each other?
They won't fight. But it'll be a battle.
Of what?
If they want, boys, if you want to find out.
Undisclosed matchup.
I'm a fight promoter now.
It's a yap off.
It might be. But I,
yap.
You heard it here. Money Miller Time Promotions. I want Davis Clark and Tony P here to face off in an undisclosed competition.
Oh, sorry. Somebody already invented this.
No, I don't want them to fight. It's an undisclosed competition. No one knows what the competition is.
Okay, got it.
But it's not combat.
Yeah.
But it will be a battle.
Yeah.
Okay?
It should just be like, it should be like saying pointless shit in a meeting.
Mm.
You know, like a competition of like wasting time in a meeting, filling the air with, because I feel like they're both pretty good at that.
Or it could be yap off. Could be like equivalent to a stand-up show, but it's them doing motivational speeches to a big crowd.
Yeah. Okay.
And then the crowd rates who is more motivational.
Yeah.
Who got them more hype.
Yeah, right. I like that. I think Davis would be better at that, though. Tony P doesn't give off like a motivational vibe. Davis is always talks about like being locked in and everything. Yeah. This guy's just kind of like, hey, I'm hanging out.
Oh, so maybe it needs to be like an Excel battle.
Yes, that's what I'm talking about.
You know there's an Excel competition?
Really?
Yeah, pull that up.
Wait, Excel. For what? Like speed or just competence or what?
I don't know the
details. Like here's a crazy formula, do this in Excel?
But I believe there is like an eSport for Excel.
That's awesome.
I think.
Damn.
Also makes me think of this tweet of a theater where they're, it's like there's a screen, there's a picture of a theater and it's like, imagine Excel on this. Like an IMAX.
Wait, go up. Here it is. Go up to the top.
Microsoft Excel
World Championship, early December 2024. Dude, we should fucking go to this.
Sure.
Should we not? And like interview people?
Sure.
Just like, what's the craziest thing you've ever modeled on Excel?
Imagine I just like, surprise dude. You as a and I show up as a registrant.
yeah. Dude, I'm ass at Excel. Yeah. Are you good?
No.
I mean, ass.
Yeah. 72 top Excel modelers, 200 player spots. The fact that they even have 200 people to fill this bracket is crazy.
This is awesome. And you think it's all just like finance dudes and like CPAs and stuff?
Probably. Yeah, like, yeah, finance analysts. I'll say this. We have enough time to train.
That's true. Yeah, but these people have been doing this for years, though. You know?
Hey, man, you never know. You know, you could be the David Goggins of Excel.
And it's at the Luxor.
Yeah, at the HyperX Esports Arena. Let's go, man.
Bro, we should absolutely do this. Wait, when in July is it? Or no, it's in December.
December, dude. What is
I think
Excel
I have to
Esports?
Do, like, I could line up one of my shows with that, and then we could actually go.
Dude. What is the price of that pass? Scroll down. $2,000 for a VIP, and you get to meet one of the players?
Buy one right now. Buy two, actually.
If you want to make some money, man, host an Excel competition. Jesus Christ.
Seriously.
$2,000 a ticket? Fucking, that's like Springsteen tickets, dude.
No, that's way more. That's like, you could go see Fish at the Sphere right now for less than that.
Yeah.
That's fucking crazy.
$2,000 for a VIP?
Only. Oh, dude, imagine this at the Sphere.
Yeah.
Sphere.
What did I say? Sphere?
Sphere. Imagine
the German.
Sphere.
At the Sphere. It's the Dutch. That's Dutch people in Vegas. Oh, yeah. Let's go to the Sphere.
Let's go to the Sphere. It's close. It's close by.
It's close. Imagine just a fucking spreadsheet.
Yeah. But
and a dude just speedrunning like
all around your
revenue
head.
Revenue projections.
Oh, my God. Oh, my. How can he do it? Oh, my God. Holy, holy fuck. He's brought in the something table. What do you call him?
The, I don't know.
Pivot table.
What's
a
pivot table?
That's like a thing that's difficult to do. In this, so.
What is it?
Wait, summarize data. Yeah.
Summarize data.
Steven Ryan matching against Yoon Lin. Asians have been dominating the Microsoft Excel World Championship for the last 4 years. Let's see if Steven can do it. How does he open? Oh my God, this data set is huge. Yeah, it's about 1,500 rows. 15 columns, 1,500 rows. How do you start? And here he goes, straight to it. Pivot table opening. Oh my God. Yoon Lim taking a different approach. He breaks down the data into three separate sheets. Holy shit. He's got a back pocket equation. He has everything arranged by fucking gender. Oh my God.
Who would have thought it was so simple?
Oh my God. Oh my
He's
God.
He's locked in.
Yoon Lim is locked in. He's creating, yep, we see it, a 3D graph.
Wait a minute. He's created a pivot table inside his pivot table. He's pivoting his pivot table. We didn't think it was possible.
Yeah, I don't know what you can do, really. Just, you know, my dad's built a ton of apps in Excel.
That's crazy.
Yeah.
You can just code straight up.
You can. Yeah.
It's just like a database and
Visual Basic.
Everything.
It's really procedural. It's
That's
hell.
Awesome.
It's fucking hell.
Damn.
Yeah.
I bet you it would be actually so fun to go to this and watch it.
Be pretty hype.
Because I actually, when I do make a good spreadsheet, and I say good very loosely, I just mean like when I accomplish what I set out
you
to.
You and Lim listening to this right now going, good spreadsheet.
Yeah, exactly. You wouldn't know a good spreadsheet of shit on your face. I just mean like I've created them before to like track investments and shit like that.
Yeah.
And when I do it and you change something else changes.
Yeah.
Feels kind of good.
Yeah.
You know?
I agree with
sum,
that.
Sum. You write that shit?
Yeah, yeah. Equals sum.
So I can't imagine like watching someone create a beautiful one. It probably just feels like, oh.
I wonder if these guys bring out like special, you know, keyboards because it gives them access to cells quicker.
Yeah, maybe.
Yeah, this could, you know, this could be like StarCraft, just 400 APM.
Yeah.
Damn. Can we see a clip from the Microsoft Excel World
Championship? Yeah, let's find a clip of this. I'm actually really like compelled by this.
It's on YouTube. Best moments. Highlights from the...
How many views? Does this
have? How about Flash Phil? Right?
Oh my God, what are you doing? This is Ostis Lay, who hates all artificial intelligence.
No, for something like this, you can see it, right? You can see.
That's right. You'll know whether or not it worked. We're 2 minutes in, and Dearman hasn't scored a point yet.
Oh, Lord. Did he fall asleep?
Hold on. Are these guys at home?
Oh, look at this. He's using a named range.
Named range.
Named range. Structure is basically going to be the foundation.
Holy shit. That caster making fun of it is so good.
What did he say?
Look at this. Oh, named range. Woo! Give a fuck about it.
For all of the answers he's making,
this is
he's not
open.
Just trying to solve this for just infantry, which is what level 3 is going to be. He's trying to solve this for everything, and this should theoretically sort of, you know, launch him to 1,000 points and get him all the answers right to the end of level 6 if he gets this right.
Well, that's kind of crazy. So as you solve things, it reveals things in the table.
Okay. You have a champion,
and that's time.
And we're done.
Andrew,
15 seconds.
Up there.
Yeah,
let's go.
FMUC finals, bro.
Dude, that's Davis Clark.
Yeah. Trying to figure out locked in, bro.
Might have an early winner because, again, we're trying to find the throw.
Oh, Morgan's got it. Morgan Carr. Morgan Carr is the Excel czar. Morgan Carr.
Excel czar. I like that.
I wonder if these guys get like paid more at their job when they win something like this.
Nah.
They can take it to their boss and be like, look, I'm like proven to be better at this.
Get the fuck out of my office.
Nerd.
Yeah, dork. I might deduct your pay for being such a fucking virgin.
Yeah.
Get back in your seat.
Better not have done this on company time.
Yo, losing the Excel Esports Open finals.
Yeah.
You know, you have the Open that gets you into the finals.
Oh, right. Okay.
And if you make it all the way to the finals for the Open to get into, you get what I'm saying?
I see.
Because every like esports competition always has like a preliminary.
Is that what this is probably?
Yeah.
Okay.
So I think these are clips from the Open.
That's why they're at
brackets.
Home.
Yeah.
Okay. I see.
So you get all the way to the end of the Opens.
And then you lose.
And then you lose. You're walking around campus like.
Yeah.
So close. I'll see the Luxor one day.
I should have gone with Flashville.
I should have Flashville'd that.
Why didn't I use a damn pivot table?
These are.
He comes to cell number 30 in the movement number 8. Then next time he goes back 3 cells. And
this spreadsheet looks like a scratcher.
Yeah.
I want to slot
Maybe
scrape the screen right now.
Fried.
I want to slot scrape this so bad. I want to slot scrape this. That was like I went to the Long Beach Grand Prix on Sunday.
How was that?
It was good. It was good. They had a lottery truck there, like a California lottery truck.
Yeah, yeah, okay. Sorry.
Amongst all the food.
Uh-huh.
But I could not stop chuckling to myself. Across from it is a, I'm not exaggerating, like a 20 by 10 foot grill. With a medieval amount of chicken legs on it.
Okay.
Like that shit was just, you know, a little Game of Thrones scene. They got fried octopus on the grill, beer, hot dogs, turnaround, scratchers.
Yeah, that's awesome. Everything you'd ever need.
And that line was cooking.
Really?
Yeah. Yeah. Watching people like run up and like, gotta get one.
Yeah,
it was crazy.
That's awesome.
And this is like,
did you buy one?
No, I didn't feel like waiting. I wanted to watch the race. Mm. This is like peak. There were like 30 laps left, and people were like, nah, I'm going to go get a scratcher.
Wow. Is this F1?
No, it was a number of series, but the big race was the IndyCar series.
Oh, cool. How was it?
It was good. Yeah, it was good. It's surprising how they're able to make this track happen, and it's just kind of, I don't know, it's just there. And it doesn't seem to disturb anything too much. But it's loud, pretty quick. I didn't see any of the other categories.
Hmm.
But Indy's got great racing, man. If it was more popular, you know, or I think if they found a way to make it more popular, I think people would enjoy some of it more than Formula One.
Hmm.
Hot take.
It's just what more entertaining?
It's what's called like a spec race. So Formula One, it's kind of like some organizations have had more money for longer. So in terms of engineering, they're just way ahead. But this is like you choose from one of two motors. You all have the same chassis relative. You know, you can make some adjustments, but it kind of comes down to like skill.
Yeah.
You know, does the driver crack under pressure? A bit more wheel to wheel. Yeah. It's cool.
Well, guys.
Cars, man.
That's it for this one?
Yeah, I got a fun clip for the bonus, and I know you're like, you fucking put it behind the paywall, because it's cooler that way.
Yeah. All right, guys. See you soon. See you in the bonus. We got some good clips, some good stuff to talk about. Yeah. Goodbye. Later.
This week on the Bone Zone.
I'm not going to argue with this guy with a full-on boner.
Because if you're sucking a fucking dick.
You know what I mean? You're like, I want to put ChatGPT in a pin. I'd be like, go jump down the staircase.
Me and my dad's brother go crazy. Just be hitting on chicks together.
Watch the full episode by signing up for a membership at tmgstudios.tv. Ha ha ha!